البيان راديو presents the following lesson from مسجد الأزهر بأمه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله ومن والاه، وبعد، إخواني في الله، يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. لو أراد العباد أن يعدوا ما أنعم الله جل وعلا به عليهم من النعم ما استطاعوا لذلك عدا ولا حصرا.
بسم الله، والحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهدى، أما بعد. My dearly respected brothers and sisters, first and foremost, we welcome our Sheikh Turay, our guest who is visiting us from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, from Qasim. And he's here to give us a short reminder. And the Sheikh begins by quoting the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah azza wa jal says in the translation of the verse that if you were to try to count the blessings of Allah azza wa jal upon you, you will not be able to do so. If you tried to count Allah's blessings, you will not be able to do so. And the Sheikh says that if the person tries with all their effort to count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon them, they will not be able to do so.
لكنني أيها الإخوة سوف أحدث نفسي وأحدث إخوتي وأخواتي عن نعمة واحدة من بين هذه النعم العظيمة.
The Sheikh says, but tonight he will speak to himself and to you also regarding one of those many blessings, one blessing in particular.
هذه النعمة أيها الإخوة هي أجل النعم وأعظم النعم.
This blessing is without a doubt the greatest and the most honorable of all the blessings bestowed upon us.
إنها نعمة الإسلام.
It is the blessing of Islam.
يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك، أي بالإسلام، فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون.
The Sheikh quotes the verse where Allah Azza wa Jal says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning His blessing and His mercy, in the blessings of Allah and His mercy, let them, meaning the believers, rejoice, because that is greater than everything that they can accumulate. Allah's blessing and His mercy, let them rejoice in that, because it is greater than all that they can accumulate. And here, the blessing is Islam.
وإذا أردت أن تعلم عظيم فضل الله تعالى عليك بنعمة الإسلام فاستمع إلى آية واحدة من كتاب الله جل وعلا.
And if you want to know the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal's blessing upon you, the blessing of Islam, then listen to this one particular verse in particular.
يقول الله جل وعلا: وإن تطع أكثر من في الأرض يضلوك عن سبيل الله فأكثر الناس على الضلال وأكثر الناس على الغواية وأنت من الله جل وعلا عليك فجعلك من المؤمنين.
الله سبحانه وتعالى says, and if you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you were to obey and listen to most of the people on earth, they will lead you astray. If you were to obey most of the creation, most of the people on earth, they will lead you astray. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us most of mankind, most of the creation is astray. And you, O Muslim, Allah has chosen you from amongst them to be upon guidance.
وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْلَمَ أَيْضًا عَظِيمَ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ إِلَى مَا ثَبَتَ فِي صَحِيحِ الْإِمَامِ الْبُخَارِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ.
And if you also want to know and understand the greatness of Allah's blessings upon you, then also listen to this hadith, which is narrated by the great Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يقال يوم القيامة يا آدم، نداء من رب العالمين جل وعلا إلى آدم عليه السلام.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and he will say, O Adam. And this is a call from Allah Azza wa Jal directly to the Prophet Adam alayhi salam.
Ya Adam, akhrij ba'tha an-nari min dhurriyyatik. قد اجتمع الذرية كلهم الأولون والآخرون، والله جل وعلا يأمر آدم عليه الصلاة والسلام أن يعزل أهل النار عن أهل الجنة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Adam alayhi salam and he orders him and commands him to remove a party from his nation to be saved from the hellfire, because all of the offspring of Adam alayhi salam will be standing and they will be available. And Allah azza wa jal orders Adam alayhi salam to differentiate and distinguish and remove apart those who are destined for paradise and those who are destined for hellfire.
فيقول آدم عليه السلام يا رب وكم بعث النار.
So Adam عليه السلام responds to Allah عز وجل and he asks him, oh Allah, and how many from my offspring are from the people of hellfire.
فيقال له من كل ألف 999 إلى النار وواحد إلى الجنة.
So Allah عز وجل replies to Adam عليه السلام and he says, from every 1,000 people, take 999 to the hellfire, and one will be to the paradise.
إذا أردت أن تعلم عظيم فضل الله عليك فاعلم أنك واحد من ألف.
So if you really want to know the virtue and the blessing of Allah upon you, then know that you are one from between this thousand.
أيها المؤمن المتوضئ الصائم المصلي أنت واحد من ألف.
O you Muslim, the one who has made wudu and the one who fasts and the one who prays, you are one out of the 1,000.
فاحمد الله أن جعلك الله جل وعلا موحدا لا تعبد حجرا ولا شجرا ولا صنما.
So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always that He has made you a muwahid, someone who worships the one true Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has not made you from someone who worships idols and statues and rocks and so forth.
وحمد الله على ما من به عليك من لنعمة لزوم سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And you should also thank Allah azza wa jal for the blessing that He has bestowed upon you, for allowing you to be a follower of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وهذه النعمة العظيمة أيها الإخوة كغيرها من النعم تحتاج إلى شكر طويل.
And this blessing, my brothers and sisters, just like all the other blessings, it requires a large time and effort in giving thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal.
كل نعمة ينعم الله تعالى بها عليك فتزداد فتريد الزيادة منها أكثر من شكر هذه النعمة.
Every single blessing that Allah عز وجل bestows upon you, if you want to increase in that blessing, then you should increase in thanking Allah عز وجل for it.
لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم.
As Allah عز وجل says in the Quran, if you thank Allah عز وجل, then I, meaning Allah, will increase you.
وعليك أن تتمسك بهذه النعمة وتقبض عليها كقبض البخيل على ماله.
So this blessing, the blessing of Islam and the blessing of the Sunnah, you, O Muslim, must hold on to it very firmly, the way a stingy person will hold on to his wealth.
لأنك في زمن تنازع فيه على دينك.
Because you live in a time, my dear brothers and sisters, where you are fought and opposed over your religion.
فهذه الأمة جعل الله تعالى عافيتها في أولها وسيصيب آخرها فتن وأمور تنكرونها.
Because this Ummah, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal, He made its comfort at its beginning. Its beginning time was its comfort. And as for its end, the ending time of this ummah, it is filled with trials and tribulation.
وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ لَمَّا أَخْبَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الْفِتَنِ أَخْبَرَ أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُصْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا.
And you should know that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke about the fitan, the trials and the tribulation, He mentioned that a man, a person, will wake up in the morning as a believer and he will go to sleep in the evening as a disbeliever, and he will sell his religion for a very small price of the dunya.
وهذا يوجب علينا أمرين.
And this obligates upon us two things.
الأمر الأول الفرح بما من الله تعالى به علينا من نعمة الإسلام.
The first is happiness and to rejoice over the blessing of Islam which Allah has bestowed upon us.
الأمر الثاني الخوف من أن تسلب منا هذه النعمة.
And the second is fear, to have fear that this blessing be stripped away from us by Allah Azza wa Jal.
فنعمة الإسلام ليست وقفا علينا.
For the blessing of Islam is not restricted and stopped upon us only.
فقد قص الله علينا في كتابه العظيم خبر أقوام كانوا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلون بصلاته ويحجون معه ويعتمرون معه ويغزون معه. أخبر القرآن أنهم قد خرجوا من الإسلام.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the Quran about people who lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they went out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even in battles, and Allah azza wa jal informs us about them that they had eventually, after all of that, left the fold of Islam.
وكان خروجهم من الإسلام بإطلاق ألسنتهم بالباطل.
And the reason for them leaving Islam was because of their tongues speaking falsehood.
قالوا إنما كنا نخوض ونلعب قل بالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم.
As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the case when they said, as Allah mentioned in the Quran regarding what they said, that verily we were only joking and playing. We were only joking and playing. When they said the word of disbelief, they used this excuse, we were playing and joking. Then Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the verse, say, is it in Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger and His verses that you mock? لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. Do not make excuses, for you have disbelieved after your iman.
وإن مما أوصي به نفسي وإخواني الكرام مما يكون به الثبات على الحق حتى نلقى ربنا أمرا مهما.
And the Sheikh advises himself and advises all of us also from the important affairs is that we remain firm upon the truth until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
عليكم بلزوم سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تهتدوا.
It is compulsory upon us all that we hold firmly and implement the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by doing that we will be upon guidance.
يقول الله جل وعلا وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا.
As Allah Azza wa Jal says, and if you obey him, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then verily you will be guided.
وقد خطب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطبة في آخر حياته فكان من ضمن ما قال فيها.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم delivered a sermon towards the end of his life. He gave a sermon towards the end of his life, and from the things that he mentioned in that sermon was,
أيها الناس أنا فرطكم على الحوض أي سابقا لكم على الحوض.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O people, I am the first of you at my fountain, the Hawd, on the Day of Judgment.
موعد لقاءنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على ذلك الحوض المبارك.
Our meeting with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, my brothers and sisters, will be at that blessed station, at his fountain.
هذا الحوض طوله شهر وعرضه شهر. آنيته كنجوم السماء, ماءه أحلى من العسل وأبيض من اللبن.
This fountain, my dear brothers and sisters, the Hawd of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, its width and its diameter is the distance of 1 month's travel. And its water is more sweet than honey, and its cups are more in number than the stars.
من شرب منه شربة لا يضمى بعدها أبدا.
Whoever drinks a single drink from this fountain will never feel thirsty again.
أسأل الله أن يجعلني وإياكم ومن نحب ممن يريدون ذلك الحوض فيشربون شربة لا ظمأ بعدها.
The Sheikh makes dua saying he asks Allah to make him and us and all of our beloved ones from those who drink from this fountain and never experience thirst again after it.
لكن الحسرة ما يقع حول ذلك الحوض.
But the huge loss and disaster is what happens around that hold, this fountain.
يرد الناس على حوض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكن الملائكة تمنع أقواما من هذه الأمة وتأذن لآخرين.
The people will gather and will rush to this fountain so that they can drink from it. And the angels will be there assigned to differentiate between the people, allowing some to drink and not allowing others from this ummah to drink from this fountain.
تأملوا إخوتي في الله عظيمة المصيبة الأقدام حافية والأبدان عارية والأكباد ضامية والشمس على رؤوس الخلائق دانية والماء العذب الزلال أمامهم ويمنعون.
The Sheikh says, imagine this calamity, my dear brothers and sisters. Picture it in your mind. That the feet are bare. People are barefoot and they are naked and they are hot and thirsty and the sun is above the heads and this fresh, beautiful water is right in front of them.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا رأى أقواما يمنعون يرفع الضراعة إلى ربه فيقول يا رب إنهم من أمتي.
When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم witnesses with his own eyes group from his nation who will be taken away from this hold, prevented from drinking, he will raise his arms up to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he will call Allah, and he will say, O Allah, but these people are from my nation.
فيأتي الجواب المحزن المخيف.
So the scary and the sad answer will come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَاذَا أَحْدَثُوا بَعْدَكَ إِنَّهُمْ لا زالوا يرجعون على أعقابهم منذ أن فارقتهم.
The call and the answer to the, given to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will be, you do not know, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what they innovated and newly invented after you. They continued to fall back on their heels after you had left them.
فَمَنْ أَرَادَ الثَّبَاتَ حَتَّى الْمَمَاتِ فَلْيَحْذَرِ التَّغْيِيرَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ.
So whoever hopes and wishes to be firm and steadfast until his very last breath should always be very careful from innovating and inventing anything into the religion.
أسأل الله تعالى أن يحيينا على سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We ask Allah عز وجل to give us life upon the sunnah of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأن يميتنا عليها.
And to give us death upon the sunnah.
وأن يحشرنا في زمرة أهلها.
And to gather us with the people of the sunnah in the next life.
وأن يريدنا ذلك الحوض.
And to allow us to drink from this fountain in the next life.
وأن يختم لنا بخاتمة السعادة.
And to give us a good ending.
والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
جزاك الله خير.
الله يثيبك. بارك الله فيك.